Okay. So I need you to listen to me. Like, actually listen to me. Like, really carefully. Okay? You're not worthless. You're not a burden. You just aren't. Those aren't words I'd use ever to describe you. I know you've been feeling like that lately. I know things in life have made you feel worthless or like a burden or not good enough. But you are. You are worth so much. A burden is something that no one is willing to carry. But the thing is, people want to carry you. People do want to lift you up. There will be people in your life who will look at you like a burden. But those people aren't worth it. Those aren't good people in your life. Those aren't the people that you need to surround yourself with. You need to find the people who pick you up, who want to carry you, because those are the people that see the worth in you, because you are worth so much. You really are. We definitely struggle the most to see the value in ourselves. I struggle with it too. I struggle with it all the time. So often I look in the mirror and I don't see value. But when I do that, I have to take a moment and just find the strength that's there. I know it's there. I know it's there for you too. And push those thoughts aside. Because they aren't good for you. They don't make you better. They bring you down. They hurt you. There's so many things in our lives that will hurt us. We don't need to be one more of those things. When people used to tell me that I should love myself, I always thought that was such garbage, you know? I just thought, what do you know? Like, what does that even mean? But as I got older, I started to understand what that really meant. The world is a really hard place. There are a lot of difficult things you'll encounter. Situations and people. Not all of it will be nice to you. Not all of it will be good to you. You will find love in other people. And when you do, you're incredibly fortunate, incredibly lucky. You should cherish and hold on to those moments, those interactions, those people. But during this journey, there will be spaces when you're by yourself. You're on your own. And that's okay. But you should be kind to yourself. Because you're your own companion. Loving yourself just means giving yourself a break, cutting yourself some slack, treating yourself with kindness, like you'd hopefully do for anyone else that enters your sphere. Self-love is definitely one of the hardest things you can do, but definitely one of the most important. I'm sorry you feel worthless. I'm sorry you felt like a burden. You should never feel like those things. it sounds cheesy and cliche, especially now. This phrase has been used so many times over and over and over again. It's true. It is a simpler, it too shall pass. It will get better. It will. It definitely will. I remember long ago, I went to a therapist for my depression. And we had so many sessions, you know, we just went back and forth. We talked about going on meds, we talked about all these different things. And at the end of all of it, I think near the end when I stopped seeing him, some of the last stuff he told me was, you need to fake it till you make it. I didn't really understand exactly what he meant back then, but I think I get it more so now. Mostly because I was young and didn't take advice with the same, I say urgency, but that's not the word. Gravity, perhaps, that I do now. But he was right. It takes 30 days for habits to solidify. And when he said fake it till you make it, he wasn't just saying pretend to be happy, but try to find joy. Reminds me of the story of the man with the mask. I know a lot of analogies back to back to back, but I think that's a really powerful story. I remember I was really young when I heard it the first time. I'll tell it to you now. So long ago, in an ancient kingdom, there was a princess of a very rich king. When the princess reached marrying age, the king decided she needed to find a suitor, and whoever would marry her would become king. Obviously, men from around the world came flocking to marry this princess. In that very kingdom, there was a man, a thief. His face horribly scarred and beaten because of the rough and tumble life he lived, but also because of all the acts of horrible cruelty he inflicted, and his face mirrored that. He too wanted to, you know, court the princess. But he realized if she took one look at him, she would know his character. And so he went to the greatest mask maker in the city and presented him all the gold that he had accrued from stealing and murder. The mask maker made him the purest mask of the purest face. And he put it on. And he joined the line of suitors to the castle. So, all the suitors gathered in the castle walls, and the princess walked down the rows and rows, determining who she may pick. And then she stumbled upon the thief and saw his face. And on his face, she saw the purest man that she'd ever saw. So she selected him. But, as per custom in this kingdom, there's a year of courting before you can marry. So the thief had to put out that air of goodness, that air of purity that was present on his face. He had to be unbelievably kind and gentle and sweet. And he did so for an entire year. And right before the year was up, days before his marriage, he paced around his bedroom, racked with guilt. He realized he couldn't marry the princess because he had deceived her. So he rushed out to the garden where she was waiting for him. And he said, "Princess, princess, princess, I am so sorry and I am so ashamed. The man you see is, he's a mirror. I am a terrible thief and a murderer and a liar. I've done terrible things. I'm sorry for deceiving you. This face you've been looking at is a mask. And she looked at him and said, if that is true, I would love to see your real face. And so hesitantly, the thief took off his mask. Behind his mask, the princess gasped. Why would you make a mask that mirrored your face? The thief ran to the nearby pond and looked at his reflection. His face now mirrored the mask. He had been so good, so gentle, so kind, and so pure for this entire year. His face echoed that now. The following day they were wed. And from that day forward, he continued acting nobly and gently and kind. That story tells us a few things. That we can change our habits and create the future we want. And also that the past doesn't have to define us. We can still forge on and make our own future. I hope that helps. I hope it brings some solace.